Here we are again on Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock on AFN Kaiserslautern.
Here we are, Sarah.
There he is. I was waiting for you. You have to introduce yourself.
I was getting myself comfortable in the chair over here.
No comfortableness. I'm going to say that now aloud. It's Senior Airman Sarah Mitchell and
Army Staff Sergeant Adrian Batoka with the 21st Theater Sustainment Command.
See, this is the only thing I'm worried about is when I hit Staff Sergeant, I'm going to have to say Air Force Staff Sergeant every darn time. And that's just more words I don't need.
Yeah. Well, we have a couple of guests, a couple of civilians. Normally, I have soldiers on the show, but it's good to bring in the other side of the house, Mr. Joe De Los Reyes and Mr. Mike Lester from the 21st Theater Sustainment Command. We'll call them cybersecurity. We have cyber and our security guys both in the house today.
Together, we make cybersecurity.
Yeah, oh, look at that.
Together, they are one. It is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, so that's what we'll be talking about. This hour, some tips that you can take home to your family and use at work to keep yourself safe online.
Hey, Sergeant Patoka, want to know my password?
Yes.
It is password.
So I don't think that is recommended.
That's probably not a good choice.
Yeah. Oh, but are you like sure?
No.
Oh, wait. I know what to do. Password one.
That's better.
Or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's too much to remember, Sergeant Patoka.
No, it's not too much.
But I am excited to talk about cybersecurity because it really does matter a whole bunch in our lives, personal and at work.
Yeah, we even have a whole command, cyber command, right? So it's got to be important, right?
I mean, is that how that works?
No. I better stay in my lane.
We love you, cyber! Jamming out to Adrian Patoka's favorite artist, Usher. That's your favorite, right?
You put me on the spot.
Do you like Usher?
Yeah, I like some of his older stuff.
I mean, that's technically older. It's from 2010.
Maybe a little older than that.
You're dating yourself.
I don't know. I am.
Here on AFN K-Town, we strive to make people feel old.
Hey, no, I was just checking out y'all's modernization efforts here in the studio. These new headphones you guys are rocking in here.
Yeah, I tangle them too, don't worry.
I don't know what to do with this cord in my hand right now.
Just use it to your advantage. There we go. Done.
Hey, but yeah, we talk about modernization. A lot of people may not think that cybersecurity plays a part in modernization. We are talking about Cybersecurity Awareness Month. This month. So we have Mr. Joe De Los Reyes and Mr. Mike Lester, both from the 21st Theater Sustainment Command. And I didn't tell you in the first segment, but thank you for making the long, treacherous drive on the A6. It wasn't that bad today.
No,
I just jinxed it, right?
Right, exactly. Now the bridges are both shut down.
Right. Oh,
thanks.
No.
Depending on where you need to go. So we talk about cybersecurity awareness. What are we talking about exactly? Cybersecurity is kind of this broad, to some people, vague field. So what are we talking about cybersecurity?
Well, with the Cybersecurity Awareness Month, of course, it's everyone's responsibility to have the forefront in mind that you need to make sure that you protect the network when at work and also at home. Everyone has a responsibility up from the commanding officer down to the general user. And it's ensuring that we are always in a state of readiness where we can support both the mission and continue to do our day-to-day business.
Day-to-day business outlook. I know I rely on it.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
So if I don't have my outlook, I'm telling you. I know you got not used the help desk that gets calls, but thankfully. So, yeah, it is mission critical. Like you said, it's everyone's mission. It's a 24/7 effort, right? Not just, I mean, we talk about it, October? I lose track. But, yeah, it's a 24/7 effort.
Absolutely. I mean, this is something it's absolutely critical that we're able to use the network, not just the email, but all parts of the network at a moment's notice. And it's critical that we stay really not only vigilant, but educated about the types of things that are out there that can shut down the network. You mentioned, you know, the number one way to infect a computer is via email and the attachments on it. Occasionally our good friends out there in DISA, and they send out emails to test people to see if they'll take the bait and click on it. Some of that
phishing.
Absolutely.
Yes. PH phishing. All right. We're going to talk about some tips coming up. First, at the workplace, that you can heed and take to your workplace and keep yourself secure on the net.
No. Hey, my password, I changed it. It's password with an at sign for the A.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're getting better.
What a jam. What a jam right there. See, good covers do exist.
Yes, I agree with that. What do you, Mr. Lester, what do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I remember the original, but this one's just that much better.
Yeah, yeah, man. I like it. I like the positivity on AFN K-Town.
So, yeah, we're talking about cybersecurity. I am Army Staff Sergeant Adrian Batoka with the 21st Theater Sustainment Command. We brought our cyber and our security into the house today. Mr. Joe De Los Reyes and Mr. Mike Lester from the TSC over
at
Panzer.
Can I just call them Joe and Mike?
Joe and Mike, yeah. Hey, we're going to make our own sports show, right?
There we go.
Yes.
Joe
and Mike. Mike and Joe or Joe and Mike? Anyways, I digress. So we've been talking about Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Let's talk about workplace cybersecurity. So what should we do?
I'm going to press all the links.
Besides, although we have to take the Cybersecurity Awareness Challenge with
Darn
the
it,
animated
Tina.
Guy. Yes, the people that take your CDs from your desk and
right.
run
it's
away with your Blackberries. And so what should we do at work to keep ourselves cyber secure?
Right. So the most important thing to do whenever you're checking your email is stop and think before opening any attachments or any links that you feel are coming from a suspicious source, right? So look out for phishing attacks. If an email looks like it may have originated from a reputable company like a financial institution, mm-hmm. And it's asking for your PII, your personal identifiable information such as social security numbers, birth dates, things of that nature, call the organization, call the financial institution and verify that. Because usually 10 times out of 10, they're not going to ask that information in an email.
What about emails that say non-DOD, right? I mean, I get them sometimes in my Outlook at work. So are those always unsafe, or are there some that are safe, or what?
You just have to be really careful just to make sure that you're checking and you know the person that's sending it to you, and you trust those folks before you go and clicking it. And then if there's links in there, you know, sometimes you can hover over them to see if it's going to send you to where it says it's going to send you.
Oh, so that's cool. I didn't know you could do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, check for digital signatures as well. You'll see that little red ribbon
right.
That tells you that it's from a trusted source. Mm. Things of that nature. Indicators such as that will tell you that, hey, I could trust this person and I could open the email.
So what about outside of email? So my BlackBerry, I'm just kidding, I don't have a BlackBerry. My iPhone is at 5%. I have a very important call in 10 minutes. Can I plug my phone into my computer at work?
No, you may not. So don't.
See, I want to say go see what happens because it's not going to be great.
I already know what will happen. I will get a visit from one of these two probably.
Yeah, it's not a matter of if they will catch me. It's a matter of when they will catch me if you think about connecting your iPhone or any phone for that matter, whether it's personally owned or mm-hmm. government furnished. So a lot of people don't know that even though they're authorized a government phone, doesn't mean you could connect it necessarily to a government, to the government network. And they will catch you. Your cybersecurity service provider will catch you. It's a first line defense. And they'll notify us. We don't like to be the bad guys. Sometimes we're labeled as such, but we will go after you, and we will inform you that this
inform
is not the right
way. Inform you. You're putting it so lightly. I know what's going to happen. You're going to take away that computer to quarantine. You're not going to have a place to work, and it's going to be really inconvenient for everyone. So basically, don't do it.
Don't do it. That's exactly right.
We'll be talking more tips and more when we continue on AFN K-Town.
Throwback Monday, huh?
Throwback Monday. It's not
hey,
as catchy.
That takes me back. You were talking about dating myself. That takes me back a little far.
I mean, hey, Avril Lavigne is all right. Also, did you know she's back?
Really?
Yes,
I did not know.
She has a brand new song that's out now.
MTV is not on my daily watch list.
It's okay. They don't play any music.
Right? Anymore. I was about to say that. I don't even know. You know, Carson Daly, he's trying to make a comeback.
Carson Daly. He's still out there.
Yeah.
He's doing his job. But here on AFN K-Town, we have fun with music and fun learning about cybersecurity.
Yes, with information and how to secure your information on the interwebs, right? I am Army Staff Sergeant Adrian Patoka with the 21st Theater Sustainment Command. We have Joe and Mike, or Mike and Joe, in the studio today, both from the 21st TSC, a couple of buildings down from where I work. So we've been talking about Cybersecurity Awareness Month this whole hour. We talked about how you should keep yourself safe on email at work and not plug in phones into your work network. But now we're going to talk about some tips that you can take home to your homestead as you're heading home right now. So Joe or Mike and Joe, tell us some things, give us some tips on how we should keep ourselves safe at home on our home networks.
Sure. So one of the important methods in keeping yourself secure at home is installing antivirus on your home computer. Vulnerabilities pop up almost on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And the only way to identify those vulnerabilities with your antivirus software is to keep those signatures up to date.
But Joe, aren't I safe with the thing that comes with Windows?
So it's necessary to have third-party tools other than Windows to capture every single vulnerability that comes out. Windows is a good organic antivirus software. But it's also good to have third party as well, such as McAfee. And if you don't have McAfee, there is a home user program, much like the one for Office products for DoD employees that you could partake and get free McAfee antivirus software as a DoD employee.
All right. So what about passwords? Should my password be the same for my bank login as my...
Yeah, you should definitely use the same password for
yes.
everything.
No, you what? Probably
but
shouldn't.
But Mike,
no.
Why?
Well, because, you know, that way if one of your accounts gets attacked and they are able to recover your credentials or your password, then they have the access to all of your accounts, and that's just not good. So there's all kinds of commercial tools out there that you can use. The latest version of iOS 12 for the Apple products, they'll suggest strong passwords for you. They have password generators that are out there that are both free and for pay that are really good. But it's not a good idea to use the same one for everything. And try, please try and stay away from doing, you know, the patterns on the keyboard or straight numbers because, you know, they have these great lists of former passwords that hackers can use to run against your system until it breaks. The other thing I'd add to what Joe was saying, too, is make sure you update not just your antivirus, but make sure you update your computer, too. Run all the updates that they offer so that because they're designed to go after some of the vulnerabilities that have been attacked recently.
Hey, what if I don't have a computer at home? What can I do on my mobile device? You know, a lot of us just use our phones at home.
It just depends on what type of phone, whether or not it's a, you know, if it's an Apple, those are fairly secure. But if it's an Android, there's some problems with it. But Android has some stuff available that you can download and put on there. And I'm not sure if the Apple does or not.
Yeah, I think as far as Apple's concerned, do some research on that. Apple is widely known as being kind of the more secure OS versus Android. But conduct some research and there are always third-party tools, but see which one works for you. I would just go out there and see which one's more secure.
So some great tips for you to take home to your family as you head home this afternoon. If you're out and about on the Autobahn, we're going to continue the conversation with Joe and Mike. Coming up, we're going to talk about the social network.
Dun, dun, dun.
And how you can keep yourself safe on that social network.
Nah. Sergeant Patoka, why?
I don't know. Why is the question of the day?
Why? Why do we care so much about cybersecurity?
Why did I just click on that link?
For shame. For shame, Sergeant Patoka. Now your computer is going in quarantine.
Yes, indeed. I will know when I get back to my office tomorrow and all I see is the dock for the laptop. And no laptop, right? It is gone. But I am Army Staff Sergeant Adrian Patoka with the 21st Theater Sustainment Command. We have Mike and we have Joe. They are cyber and security with the 21st TSC. We've been talking about Cybersecurity Awareness Month. We talked about some things that you should do at work, at home, to keep yourself secure. Now let's talk about the social networks, right? A very hot topic in the cybersecurity world. Should I keep my profiles public?
Yeah,
right?
should I
to where anyone can see them?
Should I listen to that AFN commercial where Terror Guy 15 is stalking my Facebook? Should I listen?
Yes. Yes, you should.
You know, why should I listen?
Well, you know, just, I know in this day and age, everybody wants to share everything, and you see it, you know, from the selfies out there and, you know, all the great moments, all the things that we've done here, traveling and all that, and people, you know, especially being over here, they're trying to find ways to communicate to their family back in the States and tell them what their experiences are and what they're doing here. And that's absolutely wonderful. So what you should do is lock down your Facebook account and all of the other, whatever the cool kids are using this week, whether it be Instagram or Musical.ly or whatever, all those things should be locked down tight.
Excuse me, Snapchat, come on.
Right, right. Especially, you know, because no matter what, the internet's forever. Anything you put out there, it's out there forever and it can be found again. So you really got to be careful. It's not just, you know, sending pictures home to grandma, but it's when you talk about work, you talk about your deployments, you talk about, you know, and the other things that'll jump up and bite you when you come home and you talk about the people that you work with and you forgot that they're your friends.
Oops.
Right.
Yeah. So. Right. And there is a thing such as posting too much personal information, right? You can make yourself an easy target for hackers. Things to watch out is, you know, don't give away your position or updates about places where you've been, especially when you've been away from home too long. Mike said that whatever you post online really can't be deleted. I mean, just because you delete a photo or a status update doesn't mean it still can't be found. So as a rule of thumb, if it isn't something you want public, just don't post it online.
Yeah, it's a good rule of thumb. You'll think it's deleted until you get to your job interview, your first job interview out of the Army, and your boss is like, hey, tell me about this time on...
Right.
Yeah.
You know, one of the other things that you really have to be careful of is if your social media is open, one of the things that hackers do is they try and get to know their targets really well. So they'll go out there and they'll scrape your posts. They'll look at your posts and try and find identifying information, you know, that might be asked, say, in a password reset question. You know, what high school did you go to? What was your student mascot? What's your mother's maiden name? And if you've got all that stuff on Facebook, it's too easy to find. And it can be turned around and used against you. And the next thing you know, they've emptied your bank account or taken your credit cards or any number of other bad things.
So advice, lock down your social media profiles out there. Something to remember as you head home. Any final parting thoughts on cybersecurity and overall how we can be more cyber secure?
I just want to go back and just reiterate that, you know, cybersecurity is really everyone's responsibility. I mean, the general users are really are the front lines in to making sure that we protect our network. Just want to reiterate that stop and think about what you're doing before you connect, share, or install anything on the network. Know who your security POCs are and make sure that when it comes to, say, for spear phishing or any malicious attempt, know your incident response, because everyone has a role to play as far as making sure that we alert the proper authorities when it comes to that.
Yeah.
So remain vigilant, be accountable out there in the cyber world. Skynet is watching. Right, Sarah?
Now I feel like I need to alert someone to help me.
Hey, Mike and Joe, thanks for coming over here to the west side of town and talking about cybersecurity. Have a nice rest of your day. Thank you for coming. And Sarah, thank you for having us on the Air Force Radio.
What? It's not the airport's radio. It's everybody's radio.
I know.
Get out of here, Sergeant Pacheco.
Hey, your walls are blue. I just got to say that. So maybe you think maybe you should paint some green around here.
Oh, okay. We'll do it tie-dye style.
All right.